photo legend Kodak announced last week that it was getting a massive loan from the U.S. government to shift its business to drug production, and that sent its stock soaring. Now, securities regulators are investigating that surge.
Public companies have to have a lot of rigor around how they communicate material information. That is information that is going to influence investors' decisions about whether to buy, sell, or hold the shares.
Plus, lawmakers are still jockeying over the next stimulus bill in Washington, and why water fights are breaking out over backyard pools. It's Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. Dozens of people were confirmed dead and thousands more injured after a massive explosion rocked Lebanon's capital of Beirut. An official with Lebanon's army previously said the blast occurred at a warehouse near the port that had highly explosive material, including sodium nitrate. He said it was likely caused by a fire and wasn't an attack. For more on this developing story, check back on our website, WSJ.com. White House negotiators say talks with Democrats over the next round of coronavirus aid aren't yet yielding major progress. They say neither side is budging from their stances on restarting weekly supplemental unemployment benefits that expired last week. Republicans are divided over their own roughly $1 trillion proposal and are floating different ideas for how to extend the supplement at a lower rate. Last week, Republicans stopped Democrats' efforts to pass a $3.5 trillion coronavirus aid package approved by the Democratic-led House back in May. That bill would extend the $600 supplement through January. Ford Motor Company has announced that its chief operating officer, Jim Farley, will take over as chief executive in October, succeeding Jim Hackett, who is retiring. Despite Hackett's efforts for more than 3 years to turn the company around, Ford has yet to see a rise in profits. Its overseas operations are struggling, and the pandemic has forced factory shutdowns. Disney says it lost nearly $5 billion in the quarter that ended in June as the pandemic forced closures. The entertainment company's revenue fell 42%. All of Disney's domestic theme parks and resorts were closed through the end of June, along with its cruise lines and Disneyland Paris. And a slew of TikTok rivals have been popping up in Apple's App Store rankings, says the app's future remains in limbo. President Trump threatened to ban it in the U.S. if it remains under Chinese ownership. Rivals include the apps Byte, Triller, and Clash. That one was launched last week, months earlier than expected, in the hopes of drawing social media stars from TikTok to the new platform. Facebook's Instagram is also planning its own rival to TikTok called Reels. Microsoft is in talks to buy TikTok's U.S. operations from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Coming up after the break, why securities regulators are looking into Kodak's stock surge. Last week, Kodak announced it had secured a $765 million loan from the federal government under the Defense Production Act to shift gears from making photo supplies to drug ingredients. Now, we've learned that the Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating the deal. Joining me now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Dave Michaels. So, Dave, Kodak's shares surged after news about this loan broke, and that got the attention of the Securities and Exchange Commission. What can you tell us about what they're now looking into?
Well, we understand that the SEC has opened up an investigation. They're looking at trading in these shares just before the loan announcement was officially made, and then also how the news about the loan was communicated to the wider market.
Why is that potentially a problem that Kodak had shared news of this deal with some media outlets before making this public?
It wouldn't be a violation of criminal law, but it could be a violation of the regulations that apply to public companies, which they can be straightforward and they can also be very technical. But suffice it to say that public companies have to have a lot of rigor around how they communicate material information. That is information that is going to influence investors' decisions about whether to buy, sell, or hold the shares. And if the company released information about the potential loan before the initial announcement and released it in a way that was, you know, haphazard or not well thought through. And then that information leaked out in some form or fashion to the wide broader market and people traded on it, then that could be a problem for Kodak as a public company, just in terms of their responsibilities, in terms of how they're supposed to control the flow of material information.
So what are some of the questions still surrounding this deal that our team is looking into right now?
Including this question about, you know, the disclosure and the communication of the loan, we're still looking into, you know, the loan itself. I mean, Kodak is saying that the loan details are not fully finalized, and yet the announcement was made last week that it was going to be getting a $765 million loan. So announcing that to the broader market, shareholders develop certain expectations about how that's going to change Kodak's business, but the loan isn't guaranteed. It's not finalized. You know, query whether whether it was appropriate to make that announcement at the time. You know, we're also looking into, continue to look into some of the equity options grants that were made to executives or directors in the day before, just the day just before the official announcement was made.
So, Dave, what are the potential outcomes from an SEC investigation of this sort? What can we see come out of this and when?
You know, we understand this is it's very early days of this. I mean, after all, the announcement was just made last week. So it could take, you know, months to learn anything from either the company or potentially the SEC if they actually brought any sort of official claims against the company. So we won't know anytime soon. And also, it's also not clear that this would result in formal allegations of wrongdoing. The SEC opens up investigations all the time. They ask questions. They dig into something. They take testimony, and they might decide, you know, hey, this was a little weird. It wasn't perfect the way it went down, but there's not a clear regulatory violation here. So it's just something that I think people who are interested in Kodak and interested in this story will just have to sort of stay tuned.
Wall Street Journal reporter Dave Michaels. Dave, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
And finally, sales of backyard above-ground pools have been skyrocketing this summer. Pool vendors say they're stunned by the surge in demand. Here's our Patrick Thomas.
A lot of people are, their summer plans have been canceled, and just the basic community pool, the neighborhood pool that everyone would go to, is not open this summer in some places. And some homeowners associations have told us they relaxed their rules about above ground pools in kind of a sympathy. I mean, if you've got three younger children at home, and in one example in the story, if you can't go to Disney World this summer, just getting a quick above ground pool for some entertainment with the kids is a great way to keep them occupied.
So the kids may be occupied, but things aren't going swimmingly with some of their neighbors.
Just the sound of a stereo system or the annoyance of a pool pump going off throughout the night. There's all these different things that neighbors say make above ground pools just a little bit more annoying on a time when people are a little bit more, maybe have a shorter fuse or more on edge during the pandemic and are less likely to tolerate their neighbor's new hobby.
And that's what's news for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.